Okay. For the next few halachas of cooking. Okay, now we're going to talk about heating things up not on the fire, but in kalim that have water in them, that are hot, that's hot, that could heat things up. Okay, first of all, we're talking here about things, and the first thing, whether something is cooked or not cooked. Okay, it makes no difference. The first halacha applies to both fully cooked things or not fully cooked things. Okay? And that is a kli rishon, which means a pot, let's just take it with soup, water, let's say water, but it can be anything, any liquid. A pot with water on the stove, on the fire. That's called a kli rishon al va'esh. Nothing could ever be put, absolutely nothing, can you put into a kli rishon on the fire. Whether it's cooked, not cooked, it makes absolutely no difference. If it's not cooked, you're cooking. If it is cooked, it looks like you're cooking. Not only can't you put anything into a kli rishon that's on the fire, even if you take it off the fire, and you put it in and you plan to put that pot back on the fire, you can't put it in either. But that's for the reason of chazorah. You're returning something to the fire or putting something on the fire with something in it that wasn't on the fire before Shabbos. So again, a pot that's on the fire, nothing could ever be put into it. You can't add salt into it. You can't do anything. Nothing could be put into it. And even if it's, you took it off the fire, but you plan on putting it back on the fire, you can't add anything into that pot, cooked, not cooked, to put it back on the fire. Okay, that is clear. No shy about that, and it's not no complications. Okay, now let's go to the next level down. What?
No, on the fire itself.
Oh, yeah, on the fire itself.
Two pots.
Yeah.
Both on the fire. And I want to think what's in this pot,
and
this pot. Into one pot that is both on the fire.
Yeah, that could be okay.
For example, you told this on the fire, and it's getting a little dried out. And you have a lot of water on the fire. You want to add it to that chole. The chole is very cooked, it's edible, and it's wonderful. But you just want to do a little more watering.
Yeah, two things on the fire to transfer them one to the other is in most cases okay, but that's a different story. I'm talking about now, taking something that wasn't on the fire and putting it in a pot on the fire. Something that was on the fire is a different halacha altogether. That we'll get to a different time. Taking something that wasn't on the fire, whether it was cooked or wasn't cooked, it makes absolutely no difference. You can never put it into a pot on the fire or put it into a pot and put it on the fire. Okay. Next. The next level down is a kli rishon that you took off the fire that you don't plan to put back. Okay, so now it's off the fire. It's going to stay off the fire, but it's hot. Everything here we're talking about is still where it's all yatzo lettuce, where it's at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, so now the halacha is that a kli rishon off the fire can cook. So here we're dealing with things. There's no prohibition of putting something fully cooked into a kli rishon off the fire that you don't plan to put back on the fire. Because the only problem is not that it looks like cooking, the problem is that you're cooking. So if it can't be cooked, if it's fully cooked, right, then there's no problem putting it into a kli rishon. The only problem is putting something into a kli rishon off the fire that still can be cooked. Either it hasn't been cooked completely, or it's had a different process of cooking. It's been baked, fried, other kinds of things, roasted, right, and now you want to put it into water, which is boiled, cooking, right, that would be prohibited. Okay, so basically, anything that can be cooked or recooked, and that we'll get to at a later time, but anything that later on we'll discuss can be cooked or recooked, right, you're not allowed to put into a kli rishon off the fire. Okay, there are some things the Gemara seems to say can't be cooked in a kli rishon off the fire, even if it's hot. But since we're not sure about those things specifically, you really can't put anything into a kli rishon off the fire, except things that there's absolutely no issur to cook them. They were completely cooked, and it's the same process, and there's no issur to cook them again. Okay, now the next level down. So basically, don't put anything that can still have the idea of being cooked in a kli rishon off the fire. But you can put things that are totally cooked. For instance, our salt, table salt. cannot, you can't get table salt that hasn't been cooked in the process of preparing it. So all our table salt is cooked. So you'd be allowed to put salt in a pot of soup after you took it off the fire, as long as you don't plan to put it back on the fire. Because the salt is fully cooked. And it's dry, right? And it can't be recooked, and therefore it's okay. Or anything similar to that. Okay. Next, the next level is iri kli rishon, pouring from that kli rishon onto something. Okay? The halacha is that a kli rishon, when you pour from it, can at least cook the surface, the outer peel of the of a solid thing. So if you're pouring it on something that is not fully cooked, right, or can be recooked, there's a problem. Okay? So pouring from a kli rishon, you have that pot of soup that you had on the fire, still hot, you want to pour it over something. Okay? So if that something can be cooked, then it's a problem. Okay? However, if it's, so that's only if it's solid. If it's something liquid, totally liquid, okay, then we say that if the thing, and this is even if the thing will never become yatzo lettuce bowl, you want to pour this over an onion, a raw onion, okay? You want to pour the soup over a raw onion. Can't do that. Because when you pour something that's yatzo lettuce bowl from a kli rishon onto that onion, it cooks the outer surface of the onion. It may not cook the whole onion, and the onion may never get to be yatzo lettuce bowl. But as soon as that hot water, that hot soup, touches the outer surface of the onion, it cooks it. So it doesn't make a difference how hot the onion will ever get, right? The fact that that hot water touched the outer surface of the onion cooks it. That's awesome. But a liquid, that doesn't happen. A liquid distributes the heat more evenly, and therefore the halacha is like this. If you pour from a kli rishon that's off the fire into, let's say, cold water, so it depends. If there's enough cold water and a little enough, right, small amount of hot water, that the hot water will never make that amount of cold water yatzo lettuce bowl. Okay? It will never get to yatzo lettuce bowl. What will happen is that the cold water will cool down the hot water before it all becomes yatzo lettuce bowl, then you're allowed to pour that. If it's enough that eventually it will become yatzo lettuce bowl, then you can't pour it. So that means that if you have a large amount of hot water and a little bit of cold water, then you can't pour it in there because you're going to heat up the cold water to be yatzo lettuce bowl. That's cooking. And even if the water was cooked ahead of time, but it's not warm, it can be recooked. That we'll learn later. But if it's, so if it's warm water that was cooked, even if it's not hot, just warm, more than room temperature, it's okay to do that. But that's because there's no cooking involved. But anything that can be recooked or was never cooked, and cold water, no matter if it had been cooked before or not, falls into that category, you can't pour hot water on it. Okay. Therefore, if you have something that you're pouring into a kli, you should have to make sure that the kli is dry. Because if there is cold water in it, even a residue, right, you're going to cook that cold water with the hot water that goes on it. So you have to dry it out.
How do you use a ladle?
A ladle, we'll get to. Ladle is a different story. But what's it called? A ladle, the chori, you should have to either dry, or if the water is hot or warm from the after being cooked, then there's no problem of recooking it.
Well, say from a pot.
Yeah.
Maybe from the point into the
hole. Right.
So the time you bring it back.
No, by the time you bring it back, it's not cold, it's still warm.
The water, the ladle is still warm?
Sure.
Try it.
It's cold? It reaches room temperature? No, but it's still, it's not, what's it, if it goes one thing, you're going to leave it for a long time, it's impossible that the water on the ladle will reach room temperature. It's still warm, right? It's nothing, it takes time for it to cool down. Right? If you leave it and it becomes cool, then you have to dry up the ladle. Not only have to dry up the ladle, but if the ladle has things that were not cooked, right, or things that were broiled or baked or whatever on it, you have to clean it off, make sure it's clean. In a chanami, you can't put a ladle into a kli rishon, right, that has something on it that could be cooked. Now the problem comes up, though, What happens, though, when you have a kli that you can't dry out? There's a very small neck or whatever, and it's impossible to dry out completely. So then, as long as you shake out all the excess water, it's just a residue of moistness, could be that's not called cooking. There's nothing there to be cooked that's noticeable. In a b'shas hadchak, where you can't dry something out, you can still use that thing.
Only
okay.
If you can.
What?
Only if you can.
If only if you can't, right. If you can, then you have to dry it out.
Make a thermos?
What?
A thermos?
A thermos? I don't know if you can. If it's something you can't get into to dry out.
Well, a thermos, that's a narrow thing.
So yeah, whatever. Or a test tube. I don't know. Is anything that's narrow. Has a narrow. Okay, now using a ladle. Okay? First of all, the question is, what is a ladle considered? Is it considered iri kli rishon? Or is it considered kli sheni? Right? A kli sheni, we'll see, has different dinim. Okay, then a kli rishon. In fact, let's go to the kli sheni first, and then we'll go back to the ladle. A kli sheni, now you took the soup, poured it into a bowl. So now it's the second vessel removed from the fire. That's called a kli sheni. A kli sheni can't cook normal things, but it can cook things that are easily cooked. Kali habishol. Now, what is called kali habishol? There are certain things the Gemara mentions specifically, certain kinds of fish or salted meat, which are easily cooked because they're already... however, there are those that hold that anything similar to that, an egg, a raw egg, is called kali habishol. Matzah, bread, right, which can be recooked because it was baked. Right, since it was baked, you can cook it very easily. Now, the cooking goes much faster. Tea leaves, or any other kinds of spices that are finely ground, or anything that's very thinly cut, that's called flaky. Those kind of things are called kali habishol, and therefore we usually are machmir not to put anything into a kli sheni, because we're afraid that maybe what we're putting in is something that's easily cooked. And you can cook easily cooked things in a kli sheni. So therefore, in a kli sheni, you shouldn't put anything except the things we know for sure are not easily cooked, which the Gemara also mentions. And those are the following. Water. You can put water into a kli sheni, because what's it called? A hot kli sheni cannot cook water. Okay? It's not kali habishol. You can put olive oil into a kli sheni. That's not kali habishol. Ginger, what?
Just olive oil, not oil?
Just olive oil. That's what the Gemara says. Shem Zayis. All oils don't have the same thing as olive oil. Just olive oil. Ginger, cinnamon, and ox meat. But not all meat. And some other kinds of spices besides cinnamon and ginger that are not ground up, that are pretty much whole. Some people hold that onions and garlic also is included in that. But l'maisa, l'chatchila, we're machmer not to put anything except for water, maybe olive oil, ginger, and cinnamon. And these are things that are not cooked. Cooked things, you can put it to a cliche.
Seasoned with bread?
That's a problem. Right, there's a problem. Right, there's a problem. If it's a cliche. We'll see in one second. It could be it's not a cliche because you use a ladle in between. See in one second. Okay, now. So now, if you pour your soup directly from the... Is that a soup tureen? What's it called? The thing on the... Well, the thing on the... One second. You have a pot of soup. If you pour... Right, that was on the fire. Now you took it off the fire and you poured it directly into a bowl, okay? Then the bowl's a kli sheni and you can't put soup nuts, which were fried, basically, and not cooked, or bread that was baked into that bowl, okay? Because we're choshish that those things are kali habishol. What if you didn't do that? You didn't pour from the pot into the bowl, but you took a ladle. You put it into the pot and you ladled into the bowl. So now the question is, what is the bowl now? Is the bowl a kli sheni or is it a kli shlishi? What's the shayla? The shayla is, the ladle, You didn't, if you took the pot and poured it into the ladle, there's no shayla. The ladle is a klisheni, and the bowl is a klishlishi. But that's not what you do. You put the ladle into the pot and take the soup out. So you didn't pour from the pot into the ladle, you ladled it out from the pot. So since it was in the pot, it could be it becomes now just like the pot, and it becomes a kli rishon. Or maybe not. Since lamaisa, it's in a kli, and you've taken it out of the pot, now it's a kli sheni. That's a machlokas. We are machmer. If you left the ladle in the pot for even a short amount of time, then it definitely has a din of a kli rishon. If you didn't leave it in, notice if you left the ladle sitting in the pot and then you took out the things, right? Then it's the ladle is considered a kli rishon, and the bowl is only a kli sheni, and you have a problem.
But if the kli rishon is on a burning fire.
No, if it was on the burning, even if it's not on there, right? Once you took it off the fire, right? It still has a din of a kli rishon.
What? Even if it's cooled off?
No, cooled off. It's not yatzel lettuce, but there's no problem at all. It still has to be yatzel lettuce.
Okay,
now, if you didn't leave the ladle in for even a short amount of time, you just kept ladling it out, you didn't leave it sitting in there, then, what's it called, it could be that it has a din of a klisheni.
What's the difference between the two? What's the difference? If I left it in for a minute, or if I labeled it in and out constantly, what's the difference?
The difference is, by leaving it in there, it became part of the original clay. If not, then it was never part of the original clay, it was a separate clay.
It has nothing to do with the temperature.
No, nothing to do with the temperature. Has nothing to do with it, because it's the same exact temperature. Now, we are makel, though, with the following. Even though normally we hold that things that are baked can be cooked, recooked, can't be rebaked, or they can be recooked or whatever, or things that are fried can be cooked, okay? But by a ladle, since anyway a ladle is a chumrah, okay? So the halacha is that if you ladle the soup into a bowl, especially if you didn't leave it in, okay, for a short amount of time, you just kept using it one after the other, then you can put soup nuts or matzah or whatever in the bowl. Then we consider it like a klishi, not a klisheni. For that kind of things. Not for raw things, but for things that were baked. And now, even though they're kali abishal, because bread, we say, is kali abishal, but once it's already a chumra because the ladle may be anyway a klishi, make it a klishi, those kind of things you can do. Okay, now, pouring now from a klisheni. Okay, let's say you have, you do it differently. You have a big, gigantic pot of soup on that's off the fire, that was on the fire. You pour that into a soup tureen, which is now a klisheni. From the soup tureen, you now pour onto other things. Okay? Right, so that's eerie klisheni. You're pouring from a klisheni onto something else. It's not a ladle. You're not using a ladle. You're pouring into a pot, and from that pot into the other things, okay? So now, eerie klisheni is mutter, okay, on anything except something that definitely is kali habishal. We're not machmer over here that everything's considered kali habishal, but only the things that are mentioned specifically kali habishal, which is salted fish, salted meat, Spanish mackerel, which I never had a Spanish mackerel in my life, I don't think. But, okay.
What about
the seaweed? Hold on a second. That is Mitzad Hadin. Lamaisa, we here are Machmer, not here in Matat Yoga, saying Lamaisa, we're Machmer to include other things to be Kali Hadishal that you can't pour from a klisheni onto them either. They include Lechatkhila, onto them. Now we're talking about pouring onto them from a klisheni. That includes tea leaves. Good to be machmer not to pour from a klisheni onto tea leaves, okay? In other words, if you have a teapot, you pour into a cup, and then you pour from that cup onto tea leaves, better to be machmer not to do that. That's eerie klisheni. Also onto finely ground spices, or on a raw egg. Those things is good to be machmer. Coffee's already been cooked. Okay, so again, for eerie klisheni, Ikur Hadin, just those things that are, according to everybody, Kali Habishal is also. Vermachmer, even things that could be Kali Habishal, like tea leaves and so on. Klishlishi, now you already have it in the cup. You didn't pour it onto something in the cup. You poured the water, your pot, into a cup, from that cup into another cup. Now you have a cup of hot water that's in a klishlishi. Okay? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that you can put anything you want into that cup. Raw, cooked, makes no difference. Baked, it makes absolutely no difference, right? There are those who are ma'an. That says, if you want to be somach or Moshe Feinstein, you can make tea, you can take tea bag, tea leaves, and put them into a klishlishi, and you have no problem. There's no cooking in a klishlishi, according to Rav Moshe, and you can make tea in a klishlishi, and many people are somach on that. But if they want to make tea on Shabbos, they make it in klishlishi. And Rav Moshe holds 100% water. There are those who are machmer, that even a klishlishi, right, can be mevashel kali habishal, and therefore you shouldn't make tea even in a klishlishi. Now, there's another chumrah, and that you should take into consideration. Again, somebody doesn't, you can't say the mechal Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, okay. Okay. And others hold like him too, but he's the ikur. There's another chumrah, that's the Orach HaShulchan's chumrah. The Orach HaShulchan holds that once, after a klisheni, it's all the same. It also has dinner klisheni, as long as it's yad michvesbo. Yad so lettuce bow in a klishlishi may be different. But if it's boiling hot, in other words, it's like 160 degrees or more, not 110 degrees. Right? 160 degrees or more, that's called yad michves. It means you burn yourself, still steaming, right? Then there's no limit if it's a kli elef. The thousandth kli and it's still steaming, right, then it cooks. Cooks like a kli sheni at least. And therefore you can't put anything that's kali habishal. According to this opinion, if you have hot water, not just warm water, not just 110 degrees, but you have hot water, it makes no difference how many kalim you have, you never can make tea in it. So that's why it's better not to make tea with tea leaves, right, or tea bags on Shabbos. There's other reasons too, which we'll get to. We'll speak about tea in general. It's better to make tea either with instant tea, which has already been cooked, or to boil up the tea and make sense, right? And there's a way to do that, too, which we'll get to, or whatever, but not to make tea with tea bags, because, again, usually if you're making tea, you're not making it with warm water. You're making it with hot water, right? And then, according to the Orach HaShulchan, there's no heter. But again, somebody who makes tea in a klishlishi that's boiling hot, right, is not doing anything wrong according to Moshe Feinstein. But there are machmirim that one, even if it's not boiling hot, even if it's just warm, it's a lettuce bowl, right? Still it's also in a klishlishi. And there are those that hold that even if that's not the case, but if it's hot, it's also even in a kli elef. Okay.
Can we go back to the coffee for a second?
Okay.
It seems, I thought when I heard from you, coffee is already in the shell.
Right.
And therefore you can pour hot
instant water. Coffee.
Instant coffee, right. Right. Therefore you can pour hot water from into it.
Right. Right. There's another problem
you
with that of Soveya.
I'm only putting in the coffee afterwards.
Right. Right. That's only because of a different problem. A problem of dyeing the water.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not because of cooking. A separate problem.
I forgot.
Okay.
Into a cup of coffee or into klisheni or tea, you can like a dip biscuit, that kind of thing?
Into a klisheni to dip something that's been baked? No, you can't do that. If it's a real klisheni, you have to make a klishlishi. In a klishlishi, you can put something that's been baked. Or you can be makel and use a ladle and consider the klisheni a klishlishi because of the ladle. But if you make a real klishlishi, then there's no problem. Are there any other questions on this? I think that's enough to digest for some time, and then next week we'll go.